Well, Tim, thanks for joining us on Mitsubishi Motors Badminton Radio. This is a big event, full stop for the eventing world, but for your charity, Alzheimer's Research, an extremely important one to raise important funds for the work you do.
It's an absolutely fantastic opportunity for Alzheimer's Research UK to be here at the Mitsubishi Motors Badminton Horse Trials. We're thrilled to be here. It's a hell of an opportunity. We're a charity that focuses on dementia research. So we're the research experts. We look into diagnosis, prevention, and ultimately cure for all the diseases that cause dementia. Most people know Alzheimer's, that's by far the most common, but there are a number of other causes of dementia as well, including Lewy body disease and frontotemporal dementia. There's a lot of different conditions that cause it, but we're scientific research experts at Alzheimer's Research UK, and we're here to raise awareness and hopefully some money.
Well, obviously raising money is important, but Alzheimer's and dementia have sort of grown into the public consciousness in recent years. Many people think that it's perhaps one of the going to be one of the biggest burdens on the health service.
It's absolutely right. That's a very fair observation. In fact, you could almost say that it's the greatest health challenge of our time. Around 820,000 people are living with a form of dementia at the moment. That's more than the population of Leeds, just to put that into context. But with an ageing population, the likelihood of dementia increases. So we are looking at that time-bound situation. So that's thousands and thousands of families up and down the country that are living with dementia with their loved ones in their family, and sometimes really struggling to cope. So we feel that research is the answer to that massive problem.
Yeah, I'm one of those people who understand, having lost my mother through dementia just over a year ago. So the research aspect of it, I mean, people are desperate to find a cure. I mean, a bit like the way all the various cancers that we can suffer from. How hard is it going to be, and sort of in the end, to find that elusive cure?
Well, we're absolutely driven towards the cure, of course we are, but there are certain steps along the way that can make such a massive difference to people living with dementia now and in the future. That could be just improving the available treatments. At the moment, there are so few treatments available, and they only help for a very limited period of time for very few people. So we're driven towards improving the treatments available that can help people, you know, maybe stave off the symptoms of dementia for longer and improve their quality of life. So there are achievable things that we can do.
You're based in Cambridge, so how big is your operation, and how many of these geniuses have you got working for you trying to find this elusive cure?
Well, we have 140 projects taking place at universities all across the country, all across the UK, and that's research amounting to about £20 million at the moment, so we're doing really, really well, but it's such a long way behind. The research efforts are such a long way behind in dementia compared to areas like cancer and heart disease, that we really, really need to push forward with it. So that's why it's so important for us to be here at Badminton and make the most of this opportunity.
While here, obviously, you're looking for funds from the public here, and obviously there's a big crowd here, so you've got a good captive audience, but do you knock on government doors and other people's doors to help fund your organisation?
Well, we're almost entirely voluntarily funded, so that's people giving us donations and fundraising and gifts in their wills and all this kind of thing. But we are working very closely with government, particularly on the Prime Minister's challenge on dementia and helping to make sure that research really gets a lot of attention as part of that. But people can make a difference here at Badminton. They can come along, they can find out some more information about these diseases, they can buy some of our merchandise we've got here. I mean, where else in Badminton can you build a brain from scratch and also buy a fluffy, cuddly teddy bear?
I'm not sure I know where else you could do that, but more importantly, people might be listening away from Badminton on the listening to us. How can people donate? Apart from obviously at Badminton, there'll be people around, no doubt, with buckets and your stand to donate. How else can people give money?
Well, of course, the easiest way to do that these days is to go online. So our website address is alzheimersresearchuk.org, or you can put that into a search engine and you'll find us. Or you can give us a call on 0300 111 5555.
And presumably you need a bottomless pit. Or do you set yourself annual targets and say that we need 20 million a year to run?
Well, we're just driving to raise as much funds as we possibly can to make up the difference between the amount of money that's spent on dementia and other disease areas. But just to put it into context, £20 can fund an hour of our world-class research, and that could be the hour that makes the difference.
Okay, well, I wish you all the best of luck, because I know if it had been around a few years ago, I know my family would have been very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you very much.